WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. We are so excited to be here. This day is gorgeous. Did you see the weather, Howard?
I did. It may not rain till late this afternoon. What some
it
soakers
is so,
have
I'm
we
so happy
had.
To see the sunshine after days and days of rain. And look at the blue skies. It's just perfectly
blue
beautiful.
Blue skies shining on you. How about that?
How about that?
That's an oldie, isn't it?
Don't give up your day job.
I won't. My day job is real estate. That's what we're here to talk about
today. And it
today.
Is fun, and we are so excited about real estate.
You know, there was less real estate going on this past week. You know why? Because there were lots of exciting things going on in lots of people's families this week.
Yes, there was.
Graduations.
Lots and lots and lots of graduations.
So fewer houses came on the market.
Yes.
And fewer people looked at houses. But because it was the end of the month, people that had planned to close on their house this week, those were up. We're going to talk about that in a little while.
Yes.
But we hope everybody had a great week. We hope that you didn't get flooded out from all of the rain.
Hey, I want to give a shout out.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I think I will. So I'm super excited that this week we're going to put a home on the market for Cecil and Betsy. This is a gorgeous home in Mandarin. And it is so, it has five bedrooms, Howard. Do you know how rare that is? I mean, five true bedrooms plus an office. So that's really exciting. And for people who have lots of kids, and it's in the great school district.
Where is it?
It's in Mandarin. It's on Benjamin Road, which is off of Flynn Road. And so it'll go to the A-rated schools. So it's really just the perfect family house. And I'm looking forward to getting that on the market. And I also want to give a shout out to Grace. So Grace is our youngest buyer. So she bought a house for herself 2 years ago. And now she's helping her parents. So I had her in my car for a couple hours, about 4 hours yesterday.
You had girl time yesterday,
I had some girl time. Yes, it was a lot of fun. And she's just such a natural at real estate. I'm probably going to try to recruit her to come work on our team.
Okay.
Yeah, because she knows everything about it. So funny. So her parents, who are the actual purchasers, have left the entire buying process up to Grace.
So she's their agent.
She's like their agent. But wait, that's my job, so that can't be her job.
Well, agent, I put
she's their personal shopper.
There you go.
She is their personal shopper, and I am excited to be working with her again.
Well, if you're going to give a shout out, so am I. I'm going to give a shout out to Patricia, who we met with this week, who's going to
be did.
Putting
she was
her
lovely.
House on the market.
Yes,
it's time in her life to downsize and perhaps move in with a relative, and so she's thinking about that. So we had a lovely
she's excited
meeting
about
with her.
That. Yeah,
yeah. So we met with a lot of great folks. You know, I always like to meet with new people that are either buyers or sellers, and they get a chance to tell us about what's going on in their life. We meet so many interesting people.
You know who else we met with this week?
I don't know who you are.
Our past customer, Kathy.
Kathy, I went to see Kathy's house. She is renovating one of her rental properties. We helped her about a year ago. Sold her house fairly quickly, and she's renovating her other house at the beach in Atlantic Beach, and it's going to be on the market next week. What a nice house.
Yes.
And so we're going to tell you about that next week.
And quite affordable, too, for Atlantic Beach prices.
Yeah.
Right?
Three-bedroom, two-bath with a garage and everything. You talk about renovating a house. Oh, my gosh. New kitchen cabinets, new bathroom cabinets, new all the lighting fixtures, the plumbing fixtures, everything.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to talk about that next week. We got things to talk about this week.
What would you like to talk about this week?
Well, first I want to tell everybody that you know what today is? We got lots
June
of reasons
2nd?
To celebrate. You know who's got reasons to celebrate?
Who?
Teachers.
Yes, they're off for the summer. I'm sure they
That's right. Kids had the last day of school, so now teachers are saying yippee-i-yo. But they've got to go back for a couple of days and clean up their classrooms. But who knows what they're going to be doing the rest of the summer. Now, parents of those kids, I don't know whether they're celebrating or not that their kids are going to be home. We'll find out. We'll ask those same parents come August and see whether they're happy that their kids are home or they're going to be happy that they're going back to school.
I had three children, and I can tell you that...
You three children.
Well, three school-age children. They're not now. They're grown. But I recall that every summer, the four of us were all looking forward to them being out of school. And then by somewhere in July, the end of July, we were all looking forward to them going back.
Okay. Okay, you know what else it is? Because it's June, hurricane season started.
Sure did.
And we also, of course, had a hurricane. Well, it didn't quite get to a tropical storm.
Yeah.
Got to a named tropical storm. We told you last week to prepare. And the best way to prepare is to trim your trees. We gave a shout out for a tree company that we recommend, Sky Pro Industries. They actually got a call after the show. They're not a sponsor of our show. We just recommend them because they did a good job. They did some work for you. They also did some work for me.
Yeah, and it's just really is the time to think about that before the storms come. So get the tree branches down so they don't do damage to your home.
Yeah. You know what else June is?
What?
National Home Ownership Month.
I personally love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because we think everybody should own a home. So we have a contest around the theme of National Home Ownership Month.
Yes.
Now, we're going to invite anyone to guess with this, and even realtors can guess with this, because it's not a general knowledge thing. So people are going to have to check with Google or Siri. Is it Siri?
Siri.
Whomever they want to check with, because I don't know that anyone's going to know this right off the top of their head. So June is National Home Ownership Month. Which president designated it as National Home Ownership Month? And I'm going to give you a hint. It was since I graduated college, which was in 1976. So it was a president since 1976. Okay.
That's
so there aren't that many presidents. So you can just call in and guess a president. Alan's saying Herbert Hoover. I'm not that old, Alan. And that's a little bit before 1976. Alan's over there laughing. Alan's our producer, who we really, as Angela says, love and adore.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And I'm as older than you are, so okay.
Okay.
By what, a day?
Anyway,
y'all are the same.
So call in, and the winner is going to get a unique tracking, a unique device, because it has to do with home ownership. Because you can put this tracking device on your keys, the keys to your home, of course. So what it does is, if you lose your keys, you use your phone, and it beeps your keys. Or if you lose your phone, you press the button on the little tracking device, and it rings your phone. Or it helps you find your kids that are home for the summer. You can attach it to your kid's belt, and it'll find your kids.
That's
anyway,
funny.
It's a great little device. It's very small. It's about the size of a quarter, and it weighs about as much as a dime.
How about that?
Yeah. I got about six more to give away before we run out, and then you want me to give out Publix gift cards.
Yeah, and in fact, if somebody wants a Publix gift card now instead of a tracker, they can have it.
Really?
Declares me.
Well, then you're going to buy it for them. You're going to buy it. No, I'm just kidding. We will give
I think I can manage that.
Okay.
I really do.
So June Home Ownership Month, which president designated it as National Home Ownership Month? Hey, we're going to talk about so many
what
great
are we going to
things
talk about
today. You know, you prepare to sell your home, but do you prep to inspect? The homeowner does need to prep to inspect. We got a scam to talk about today. And Angela,
what?
Do people ever want to kill anything in their home?
Wait, you mean like their spouse?
No.
Their kids?
No.
Oh, then what?
You don't know what they want to kill in their home? They want to kill bugs, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, they buy an exterminator. They hire an exterminator to do that.
Yes,
they also want to kill odors in their home. We're going to tell you how to kill odors in your home. Also, we got a section on questions to ask before buying a vacation rental. Very important questions to ask. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here on this most beautiful Saturday morning.
It is a beautiful Saturday morning. The sun is shining. The sky is blue.
Blue.
There's just going to be a little bit of rain late this afternoon. I'm going to do an open house after the show today. We're going to get people there. We're going to sell that house down in Palencia. But before that,
it's a perfect day for
you're going to tell people about the sales for this week. What happened this week in real estate?
Thanks, Howard. According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, for this past week, for homes and condominiums, 708 offers got accepted. Now, that's down 11% from the previous week. And 671 new homes came on the market, and that's down 6% from the previous week. 168 of the 671 are already under contract. And again, that's what, about 15%?
Yep.
So numbers are still high in regards to what's coming on the market and being sold. And 51 of those actually went under contract on the very first day. Now, 671 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say...
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, that number was up about 20% because it was the end of the month. You know, people like to close at the end of the month, so they have less prepaid interest.
Well, what do we do when it's the end of the month here on Real Estate Radio, Angela?
Well, Howard, you always talk about the highs and lows.
Yeah, one of the fun features here on Real Estate Radio is to tell people about the big ones. And the little ones.
So the $1 million ones?
Yeah.
How many do we have this month?
I think we broke a record.
What was it?
For the 6.5 years that we've been on the show, I don't think we've ever had over 30 million-dollar homes.
I think 27 was the highest.
32 million-dollar homes.
Wow. Does that mean there's more millionaires
around here? Well, I don't know. Well, you know, prices are going up.
Or is it the same millionaires buying different houses?
I don't know. Two of them were on the ocean. And 6 of them were on the river, and another 6 of them were waterfront, but not river. So that means they were on lagoons.
Intercoastal.
But not just on little ponds. And 14 of the 32 were cash purchases.
See, that doesn't surprise me.
I know. You're never surprised by that.
I'm never surprised by that.
Okay, what if I said 10 of them? Would you be surprised by that?
No, I mean, you're talking about 14 out of 32. It's almost half. It's not quite half. It's okay. About 45%.
Well, let me tell you about the biggest one, because this surprised me a little bit. And I know it doesn't surprise you. But if I had lots of money,
yes,
I would not spend $3.2 million to buy a lot that's only 50 feet wide.
Oh, I would.
Now, think about that. You know, we show houses...
Oceanfront.
It is an oceanfront, but it's still only 50 feet wide. You know, people like to go to Ponte Vedra Beach, and those lots are 100, 150, 200 feet wide.
Well, they're not as deep, but they are wide. Yeah.
Yeah. This one was in Atlantic
Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're always more narrow.
50 feet wide. Mm-hmm. This house went for $696 a foot. That's expensive.
Wait, you just said it was a lot.
No. The house.
So it's a lot with a house.
It's a lot with a house, yeah.
It's fine.
$3
million on Atlantic Beach? That's fine.
Well, it was an old, old house. It was built in 1916. Mm-hmm. 6 bedrooms, 5 bath,
okay.
4,600 square feet. Didn't have a pool, but, you know, if I'm going to spend $3.2 million, I want a pool.
Ocean is a pool.
It was on the market for 81 days.
Okay.
Now, the previous owners, they paid $2.5 million.
Right.
So they
how long ago?
In 2014.
Okay. Did they do any renovations?
It looked like they did a little bit. I looked at the old photos and the new ones. Looked like they did just a little bit. So 2.5 to 3.2 in 4 years. They did okay.
They did.
And the buyer paid cash. So I said it sold for $696 per square foot of the house.
Yeah.
Now, on the low side, you could have gotten one not for $696 a foot, but for $6 a foot.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. The lowest price, it kind of was a shack. It sold for $5,500.
Oh, my
goodness.
The
whole house and land. 900 square feet, 3 bedroom, 1 bath. Started out as $18,900, went down to 5,500 after being on the market for 523 days.
Oh,
when
for
I say
sake.
It was a dump,
yeah,
I mean it was below dump.
Yeah,
it was like a more than a fixer upper. It was almost like tear this thing away and start from scratch.
I mean, you explained it all just in pricing.
Yeah,
yeah,
but you could still buy a house for $5,500. Now, condos.
How'd that go?
Another interesting one. I don't think we've ever had 6 condos go for over $1 million.
Wow, I don't think we have either.
Yeah, all of them were oceanfront. 4 of them sold for cash. The highest one, $1,870,000. It was on Amelia Island. And it was only on the market for 11 days. It was in Ocean Club.
Oh,
you've
it's
heard
really
of
nice,
Ocean
yeah.
Club. Yeah. 3,200 square feet, 4 bedroom, 4 bath. Pretty nice. Now, they're not directly on the ocean. It says oceanfront, but it's not like you know, you look down and you see the water. It's just about being there.
You know,
it's a destination
like,
place.
I feel like in the last two hurricanes that we had that came our direction, that people are maybe a little bit more cautious about being directly on the ocean front and being on the first floor.
Yeah, well, this was a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Anyway, so $1,870,000, the lowest price. Again, I keep telling people you can get investment property for low prices, $28,000 for a move-in ready condo.
Where?
One bedroom, one bath, 620 square feet. So not that large, but if you're a single person or you want to have a rental property, it also was 11 days on market, paid cash, and again, move-in ready. It was off of Atlantic Avenue.
Atlantic Boulevard?
Yeah, Atlantic Boulevard. Sorry.
How about that? That's just a great month in real estate.
It really was.
This is the month of national home ownership. So somebody needs to call in and say, which president determined that we should have a month of home ownership?
Yeah.
Who was it? I know.
So you know because I told you.
Yeah, I didn't know before you told me, but now I know, so I want to act like I always knew.
So
can I do that?
Get out your phone. No, get out your phone and Google it or ask Siri. And it took a little bit of digging.
It really did. It wasn't easy for you to find.
It wasn't easy for me to find. But I want some of our listeners to do some digging and call in at what number, Angela?
222-TALK to me. You have to call 222-TALK. And that's, of course, area code 904. So 222-8255. Call in and win.
And finally, we've got some good news for interest rates that happened this past week. What were
they? Isn't that crazy? What do we talk about all the time? Prices are going up and interest rates are going up, right? Well, what do you think happened this last time? I'll tell you. The 30-year rate, it fell 0.1% to 4.56%. The 15-year rate fell 0.09 of a point to 4.06%.
Yes.
And the VA and the FHA 30-year rate fell 0.04 of a point to 4.38%. Now, you know what? That 5-year ARM, it's still out there, and it's a great deal if you plan on being in your home 5 years or less. It fell 0.07 of a point to 3.8%. Now, remember, these are national averages. They're not necessarily local. It is a national average.
Good. We got two callers on the phone.
Guessers,
good morning, Barbara.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to call earlier, but nobody gave the number.
Oh!
I didn't remember it.
That's my fault. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I was going to say Ronald Reagan. I didn't do any digging. I just figured it might be him.
Well, certainly Ronald Reagan did many great things for our country,
but it was not that.
But okay. Thank you for calling. Do you have any real estate questions for us?
No, I don't. I'm just listening and gathering all this information so I can give it out to people.
Oh, good. Yay. Thank you so much. You have a great day and a great weekend,
you too.
All right.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Barbara.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have one more. We've got Rick. Or Nick,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say Ronald Reagan also, but I guess it's not Ronald Reagan.
You better pick somebody else then, huh?
I could guess and say maybe Jimmy Carter.
It was not Jimmy Carter.
That was my guess, by the way.
Yeah.
He is so big about Habitat for Humanity that I assumed it was Jimmy Carter. Yeah.
Well, another good guess. So we're narrowing it down for the rest of our listeners.
That's
right. Nick, do you have any other real estate questions for us while you've got us on the phone?
No, I'm happy I got through to you. Thanks.
Me too. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening, Nick.
Well, anybody else can call. And again, the number is, Angela.
222-TALK to me. You have to call 904-222-TALK, which is 8255.
All right. Well, somebody is calling right now, but we have a hard break that we had to have to go to
for
some
the station break.
National news. When we come back, we're going to do a... You have to prepare to sell, but you also have to prepare for that inspection to make sure that there are least amount of things that you have to fix. So stay with us, everyone. We got lots more things to talk about, including a scam and killing odors. And should you buy a vacation rental? Well, maybe, but don't get caught doing something that you're going to regret. We're going to talk about that. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back. And you can guess the contest, too. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The North Korea summit is back on for its original date of June 12th. The U.S. is expected to ask for a number of demands from the North Koreans, especially the end of their nuclear weapons program, even though analysts say the country is likely to demand it be allowed to retain something in the form of nuclear technology for energy and medical uses. Black men with advanced prostate cancer fared surprisingly well in two new studies that challenge current thinking about racial disparities when it comes to treating that disease. Blacks are more likely to get prostate cancer and to die from it than whites, but the new research suggests getting access to the same treatment may help balance those odds, even though it does not greatly extend life after the cancer has begun to spread. Crude oil prices on the way down. That could portend lower prices at the gasoline pump. Yesterday, crude oil down $1.23 a barrel. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered why some jewelry stores and department stores always have a sale going at 50 to 75% off, there's a good reason. Because most of the time, they're not real sales. The prices are marked up so they can sell the piece at a big discount and still make the profit they need. If you wanted to find a realistic sales event, the store wouldn't run a year-round sale, and the discounts would be a little more realistic. For example, Underwoods puts all of our diamond solitaire necklaces and ear studs on sale in May at 15% below the prices we sell at the rest of the year. So there's a genuine savings to the customer. We also take trade-ins. So it's the ideal time to buy for someone looking to grow their pendant or ear studs up to a larger size. Now, at Underwoods, we don't run a lot of sales. But when we do, they're real and a good time to buy. So come see us at Underwoods. San Marco, Avondale, or the shops upon Avedra.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome. MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
The way the Washington Post did it?
Well, this isn't a court, you know, Dre. It's not innocent until proven guilty. We get to draw our own conclusions. No, but apparently we don't get to draw our own conclusions. You either draw the conclusion that the Washington Post wants you to draw, that Mitt Romney wants you to draw, that John McCain wants you to draw, and all the left wants you to draw, or you don't have a right to your own conclusion.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And there's still some traffic congestion at 295 north of Daniels Point due to emergency vehicles blocking the two right lanes. Watch out there. Also, disabled vehicle at 295 south just past Lem Turner blocking the right shoulder. A little rainy next few days, up to a 60% chance by this afternoon. Looking for a high of 92. Overnight low 74 at 79 at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
I love these days. That's what I was saying during the break.
What
Welcome
do you mean?
Back, everybody, to Real Estate Radio on this happy, gorgeous, beautiful blue Saturday, blue sky Saturday. I am so excited because there are three people waiting on hold. I love when people call in. It's the best part of the show.
Well, we have to repeat the contest first.
It's not hard.
Okay.
It's National Homeowner Month.
Which president designated it so as every month, I mean every year.
Yes, it's okay. Not Reagan and it's not Carter.
So we are going to go to Jim first. Good morning, or Kim, I'm sorry.
Yes, hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you all?
Wonderful.
So
good, is George W. Bush.
It is George W.
Yay!
Bush. Congratulations. And it's actually a confusing answer because Clinton started the program, but he only made it for 1 year, the year that he said it. But then George W. Bush proclaimed it to be June in 2002. And by proclaiming it June, he made it to be every year.
How about
so,
that?
Yeah. So how long did it take you to find that? It took me some digging to really find out that history. So
I actually remember it because after 9/11,
that's
I remember
right.
He was talking about, you know, go out and buy American, buy homes, you know,
very
get out there. And,
good
you
memory.
Are exactly right, because our economy was tanking because people were so scared and no one was spending money. And he...
Yeah.
Made the banks lower the interest rate so that people could afford to buy homes. That's exactly what happened.
You know, homeownership
yes.
is the American dream.
It is.
And I hope that you are a homeowner.
Yes, I am.
Well, good. Because you know what? Most people that own a home have to pay a mortgage. And one of the things that you may have heard me say on the radio is you're paying a mortgage whether you own the home or not. You're paying your landlord's mortgage.
True. That's true.
So, mm-hmm. Well, we want to thank you for listening to the show. And do you have any real estate questions while you have us on the phone?
I do, actually. In regards to selling a home,
yes.
I wanted to find out if the capital gains are taxable.
Well, that depends. So, yes, it could be. So, so when you sell a home, is it your homestead? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay. And are you married?
Yes.
Okay. So is your capital gains more than $500,000?
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. And by the way, we are not tax accountants. We do not play them on the radio.
Oh, come
but
on.
That's
pretty general
much...
real estate information.
Yes.
I'm very comfortable with that information. So, yes, as long as you're – it's once it gets over – it's $250,000 per individual, but if you're married, it's $500,000.
And that's a lifetime thing. So if you've already taken that deduction, I don't think you can take it again. So
well,
a little
you.
Bit
that's,
little bit of a clarification there.
Yes.
Well, Kim, thank
and
you.
And most people avoid that anyway by reinvesting it back into the next house that they buy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, thank you so much.
So
you're
we're going to send you back to Alan to get your full name and address so we can send you. Well, Angela made an offer as to whether or not
uh-huh,
you want the tracking device or a
Publix
gift card.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
So you can tell Alan which one you want.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Kim. All right.
Thank you all.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye. And we've got Francis on the line.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. I've had four houses here in Jacksonville.
Wow.
And I love the real estate market.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're so excited that you've helped our economy remain strong. That's great.
Yes. I recommend it to anyone, especially our friends up in Georgia. They want to move down here. All of them do. But there's a big difference in their real estate and ours.
Oh, you mean in price? Ours is probably more expensive, right?
Yes.
Little sticker shock, we call it.
Is that? Oh, okay. And look, I guess Bush, too, but I guess I'm too late, right?
Yes,
ma'am. Someone guessed before you, but we so appreciate you listening to the show and calling in. Do you have any real estate questions while you're on with us?
Not really. I'm very happy where I'm at down here at Jack's Beach.
Oh, yeah. I love Jack's Beach. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Well,
thank you, Francis.
You
we appreciate you listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, we thank all of our listeners for calling in so far today. Hey, you know what I want to talk about? something real quick before I get into the other things. You know, there's one messy part of houses 5 years or more that's often forgotten by sellers, but rarely overlooked by buyers. And you know what it is when you go up to the house, don't you, Angela?
When you go up to the house or walk in the door? Which one?
Well, right before you walk in.
Not right before you walk in.
Well, virtually every home has a light near the front door,
oh,
right?
That's what you're talking about?
Well, if the home was built in the last 5 to 10 years, then that light is outside on the ceiling above the front door if there's an overhang. And it's probably either black or it's white. Well, when the realtor is at the front door getting the key, what's the buyer doing?
They're just looking around. Yeah. They're looking up at the light fixture and seeing all the bugs in the container.
Yeah.
Or they're looking down at the ground and thinking how dirty the front porch is. Or they're looking at the front door and seeing all the scratches on it.
Yeah.
So you really got to take care of that front entry point.
So what I'm talking about is that light fixture.
Okay.
So if you have that hanging black or white light fixture that's, you know, surrounded by four pieces of glass, there are usually some dead bugs in there.
That's right.
So before you put your house on the market, either climb up on a ladder or get somebody to climb up on the ladder and clean those bugs out of there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But that's, you know, that's just one piece, Howard.
You got to make
that whole entryway very gorgeous, because with today's technology, it takes the realtor a minute to get that lockbox open, because when we do it on our phones, it goes all the way to Colorado via satellite and bounces back to the little box on the door to open up the box and get the key out. And it takes a minute. So people are just standing there looking around, and they're formulating their first opinion. You know, is it pretty, or is it clean, or is it not?
All right. And
most people go into their own home through their garage, so they really don't pay attention to their front porch.
Okay.
So get it together, people.
Get it together.
That's what you need to do when your house is on the market.
Hey, I want to remind everyone what we announced a month ago. Well, about 3 weeks ago.
A month ago.
We're testing my memory. Promotion.
Oh, yeah.
Through the month of June.
Yes.
If you are a seller.
Yes.
And you have, and you list with us.
Yes.
Through the month of June, if you have a pre-purchase inspection,
yes,
which makes it better to sell your home with a pre-purchase inspection for a number of reasons that we'll go into in a moment, Angela and I will pay you back for the cost of that pre-purchase inspection at closing.
Absolutely.
Now, why should you do a pre-purchase inspection, Angela?
Ah, man, the results are so much better for the seller, because it gives them an opportunity to know what's wrong with their house, because most of us don't know about the things we can't see, right? How's our air conditioner doing? What's up in our attic? All sorts of things that we don't know. And a home inspection will tell you that in advance. And it gives you opportunity to make those repairs either yourself, if you are talented in that way, or if you watch, you know, Mr. Robert DIY on YouTube, you can learn everything. Or it allows you to hire a handyman versus a contractor, so you can kind of control the cost of repairs, which is my point. So that's always in your best interest. Plus, when a home has been negligent of having the maintenance items maintained over time, it shows. And a buyer can tell, a realtor walking in the door can tell. You can feel it. You can sense it when a house hasn't been well maintained. And I will tell you that buyers will definitely let you know about that in the offer that they make. It'll be very, very low. But if you have this pre-home inspection done, it's sort of like getting a pre-certified vehicle, you know, where you know the dealer has taken in the car, they've made every repair to it, it's spit spot shiny before it hits the car lot for sale again. So same thing with the house. And when it's in that great of condition, guess what buyers do? They tend to pay full price.
Yeah, they do.
They do. And when it's that great, you might have multiple people trying to pay full price.
Yeah, so if you have it done with HomePro, one of the sponsors of our show, you pay for it. We will reimburse you at closing.
Yes.
Now, if you're a buyer, not a seller, so we will pay, if you do a home inspection with HomePro, we will pay for a home warranty. You can offer the home warranty. Now, here's something really special.
What?
That Home Pro does. Home Pro will pay for the home warranty, and it'll be an 18-month warranty rather than a 12-month warranty. Plus, it'll be a 5-year warranty on the roof.
Yes.
How about that?
That's pretty amazing.
To increase the value of the home that you're buying.
Yes.
Pretty good.
It's great.
It is great. Hey, we're at the end of our third segment already.
Man, time's flying when we're having
fun. Oh my gosh, when we're coming back after the break, we have got to do that scam to educate people.
I love it.
And to make it infotainment here on Real Estate Radio with Angela Howard. We'll be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday.
It's a beautiful Saturday outside.
It is a gorgeous Saturday.
So you're looking over my shoulder. Do you still see sun?
I get that benefit. Oh, the sun, the blue sky, little puffy white clouds. It's fantastic. It is a Chamber of Commerce kind of day in Jacksonville, Florida.
So your endorphins are really happy today because of that?
Okay. Oh my gosh, weather affects people big time.
So summer is unofficially here because Memorial Day is past.
Oh yeah.
Pools are opened up.
It's been in the 90s. I mean, yeah.
So you're going to jump into your pool this weekend?
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
I don't think so.
It's pool season.
I got stuff to do. Okay. I got a business I run.
That's right.
I have to work when people are not working.
Okay.
Yes.
So people are off today?
They're off on the weekend. That means I'm
working. You showing houses today?
I am.
I'm showing houses today?
You have an open house.
I have an open house. You know, people don't want to get scammed when they're in the real estate transaction, right?
Oh, yes. That's right.
So what do? We prevent that, right?
We try our best to prevent that. You bet.
That's why we educate people about scams. Well, internet hackers are now hacking into the emails of real estate agents, believe it or not, real estate agents and mortgage companies and title and closing companies to find out who or what, which, I can't talk straight, to find out which upcoming buyers are and then posing as title company employees in order to steal payments by telling buyers to send their down payments via different wire transfers.
Yes.
A bunch of guys in Texas got caught, and we got one thing to say to these guys. You know, it's not just happening in Texas.
It happened here.
It's happened to Watson. It's happened to five or six other title companies. We are instituting all sorts of things to prevent that from happening. And it's not because of anything that Watson necessarily did. It's not because of anything that American Title did. It's not because of anything that an attorney did. It's because of bad guys doing bad things. So there are things that we want to educate people about what not to do.
You know, especially this time of year, right? Because the scam in that case was when they hacked the email and got the buyer's information, they sent a message out copying the title company's info, but said, hey, my name's Bob, and I am covering for so-and-so. So they so it seemed very legit, right? Because it's summertime, and people are traveling. They're going on vacation. So it does seem legitimate. But if you, as a buyer, you're trying to wire money into the account so you can buy a home, you need to call your realtor, and you need to say, hey, is so-and-so on vacation? Is this guy Bob who's giving me the wiring instructions? Is he the right guy? So that's what happened in the case. It was so believable.
Well, let's clarify something. It's not necessarily hacking into the title company. It's hacking into the individual buyer that says, okay, this person is buying a house. They got an email from the title company. And the hacker sees this and sees, okay, John Smith is buying a house. They got an email from a title company from the person at the title company. The person at the title company's name is, you know, Joe Blow. Is Howard. And Howard says, send your down payment to this bank at the title company. This bank, this routing number. Then they go in and they make it look like a new email is coming from that person at the title company and says, no, we actually sent you the wrong routing number. Send it to this routing number. Well, this routing number is wrong, and it belongs to the hacker.
So that's a different scam. So these are two different examples.
I'm just giving you examples of what could happen.
Right, but I don't want people to be confused thinking that's the same one. It's not. It's different, but the concept is the same. The deal is, if you're buying a home, you need to verify with your realtor if anybody's on vacation, if anyone would have changed the routing information at the last minute, because that's not generally what happens. Call the contact person that you have at the title company and make sure that they have sent you that information. And the other thing we said, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago too. The other thing was, when you're at the bank, because you have to go in to make this wire transfer, while you're at the bank, call them, call your title company and say, I just want to verify. Because the deal is, this is the most expensive purchase that most people will ever make. And a lot of times they're sending either the full purchase price in cash, or they're sending their 20% down payment, or their 3%, whatever it is for them, it tends to be a huge amount of money for them, right? Because most people buy as much house as they can buy. So it's in your best interest while you're at the bank to call the title company and confirm that that's the exact numbers.
All right.
That's your last defense, because once it goes out, you can't get the money back.
Bottom line, be careful and verify before you send by making a phone call to your realtor or to the person that we've told you to call at the title company. All right. You know what it's time for? Because we're in summer. That is right. All right. First, we want to tell you about this gorgeous mansion on Bishop Estates Road. Oh, my goodness.
This really is just an amazing custom-built executive home, 4,964 square feet. It has its own gate. It is on 2 acres. There is a four-car garage. I love that because, you know, I love cars. There's 6 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, a pool, a hot tub. My favorite? An elevator. It's a two-story home. You could just age in place. Elevator. Love it. Butler pantry. There's a dock with a boat lift, and there's 2 jet ski lifts. This is on Durbin Creek leading out to Julianton Creek to the St. John's. This is top of the line everything. Built-ins everywhere. The kitchen has 3 ovens, plus a microwave, 3 sinks, a wine cooler, a separate ice maker, a gorgeous curved staircase. There's an office, there's a balcony upstairs, even a fridge and a microwave upstairs. The house is just magnificent. No open houses will ever happen here because, you know, that's not a good idea on this price range. But you can get a private showing by calling us after the show. You can call me at 465-3845. That's my personal number, 465-3845.
How much is it?
It is $1,299,000.
You know what? It's really too cheap for that house.
Well, it is. I mean, they've got more money in it.
Yeah, I know. If our customers see the pictures of this house, they'll like, their jaw will drop just to see how beautiful that house is.
The nice thing is the seller's ready to sell.
Yes. So. Now, I'm going to be in Palencia today.
Yep.
The gated part of Palencia on 100 La Mesa Drive, 4,300 square feet, a David Weekly home, 4 bedrooms plus an office. That could be a bedroom, plus a flex area next to the kitchen, plus a huge bonus room upstairs that has a bathroom. That could also be another bedroom. 4.5 baths? 4.5 baths in this house. So many built-ins, high ceilings, a screen porch, gorgeous landscaping, a paver patio. This is a golf community also, and the elementary school is right in the community. St. John's Public Schools, $541,000. It's open today. I'm going to be there from 11 to 1. Come and see me. More importantly, come and see this house. This house is ready to sell. You know, whenever I go to this house, I just sit there and I wait for somebody to come. And it's just, I have such a calm, serene feeling there because it's so open. This is a party house because all the rooms are so open. I just feel so good sitting there. It has 2 huge kitchen center islands.
Yes.
That are 11 feet long. I mean, it's just huge and open and wonderful feeling. The bedrooms are used, has a sitting area in the bedroom. You got to come see me 11 to 1, 100 La Mesa in Palencia. But before that happens, the Van Weezer here to tell you about what's going on in the financial sector this week.
Yes, indeed.
And do we have a thumbs up for what happened this week in the financial sector, Mr. Van Week? We got 1 thumbs up and 1 sideways. Well, stay tuned. You'll hear more about that from the Van Weezer. We're going to be back with you next week to tell you about a couple of new houses that are coming on the market. God bless everyone.